O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. This is Dibhajan O Sikha on page 79. One has to give up I and mine. One has to give the gift of his head. It is easy to keep the name of disciple, but it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. First, one has to wash the dirt from within. Then one has to weep in the remembrance of the beloved one. One has to sigh cold sighs. He who wants to meet the beloved earns the love with a true heart. This is a very good opportunity to meet God. One has to die while living in this world. One has to give up happiness and climb the cross. From the outside, it is very easy to be called a servant or disciple, but it is very difficult to maintain the discipleship. If the disciple is independent of the passions and pleasures of the world, within him will be the kingdom of Kripal. Ajib says, then it is very easy to go in the court of the Lord. O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. Bhajana Sanchi on page 79.
Sikida nibbona, o kae, me meri hatoni pendie, beta sirdi charani pendie. Come on, night. fiki da nibbona. O kae o sika, fiki da nibbona. O kae, jiandehi jagate, marana pave. Sukacharike sulite charana pave. Jiyandi jagate marana pave. Sukacharike sulite charana pave. Sudana sokae usika sikita nibbona. O kae usika sikita nibbona. O kae je Vishyatu sika ajada hove. Andara guru kiripalda raja hove. Chajana vira sukae usika sikita nibbona. Okae usika sikita nibbona.
If the disciple is independent of the passions and pleasures of the world, within him will be the kingdom of Kripal. Ajayab says, then it is very easy to go in the court of the Lord. O disciple, it is difficult to maintain the discipleship. I want to continue reading and actually will finish talk today, the Master Kripal's discourse, Five Dacoits Eluding While Man Slumbers. Riches and knowledge will not give self-protection. The enemies are controlled only in the Master's company. Seek the company of the Guru if you wish to control anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego. There's no other way. No matter how much knowledge you have or deep thinking you do, these five will remain. The bigger the person gets, the more is he consumed in the fire, and the only saving factor is the master's company. You wish to enter a house, but the owner's five big dogs are guarding it and start barking as soon as you approach. The true guard dog will not even accept food as a bribe. All dogs are famous for their faithfulness. In the Gurbani, it states that one should become faithful like a dog. Now, how can you control these fierce dogs? You can't. You can only shout for their owner, who will himself call the dogs back so that you may enter and meet him. So it is that in the company of the master, the barking dogs, these five enemies, will one by one run away by themselves. At the death of the five boys, only the Lord's love remains. They recognize that such company has no place for them. Of course, the Master was giving this discourse to probably 5,000-10,000 people, only a very few of whom would have the opportunity to spend any time at all in his physical company apart from satsang. So when he says the company of the Master, he's not just talking about the physical Master. It means the inner Master, primarily, that we meet in meditation. God is already within you. He is light, and the perpetual flow from the beyond is going on. Connected to him, the sins of the mind are gradually washed away. If you want to be a doctor, keep the company of the doctor. If you want to know the science of the soul, keep the company of one who has mastered it. Call him by any name you like. Keep the guru overhead and live in his commands. Keep his word above all else. He will never leave you until he has taken you to your true home. Guru is not just a physical body. Although we have respect for that body in which that God power is manifested, he is that power. Call it God power, Christ power, Guru power, and he is there to help you experience that manifestation within yourself. If but his single glance falls upon a person, that person is saved. Be obedient, that's all. Do not ignore what he tells you. Kabir says such a server has no fear in all three regions. If one was aware of his presence constantly, would one be likely to sin? I remember Hazur once sent me an order. Sometimes it happens that if an individual is heading straight for his target, others create propaganda against him. Due to this type of propaganda, Hazur ordered that I should attend only the satsang at Ravi Road, Lahore, and should not visit anyone. I said, all right, whatever are his orders. I got a lot of rest during those days. Something like a servant who normally cleans 20 rooms, being told to clean only one and leave the rest. I had more spare time, so I wrote the book Gurmat Siddhant, big book of over 2,000 pages. I strictly curbed all visiting. In fact, a relative's son died, and I did not attend them at their house, but went only to the cremation. There was another case of a satsangi dying, and he sent a message for me to go to him for the guru's sake before he died. I had a strong desire to go, and the pain of sympathy was so great that I cried. But I had to send the message that I sincerely wished that he have full protection, and all my good wishes were with him, but that I was helpless, for I could not disobey the Master's orders. He died, and when Hazur came to Lahore, his widow complained that her husband had died in torment because of his desire to see me and my refusal. Hazur turned to me and said, Kripal Singh, in this type of condition you should go. From then on, when people summoned me to sick beds, I would attend, and they would die. It became very difficult, but his orders were to go only wherever the person was dying. Never ignore the Guru's commands. If you obey, you will have nothing to fear, here or in the beyond. Hazur told us that if a person gets initiation and has to go into the hands of the Lord of Death, he should politely turn from both such initiation and its guru. Just giving some words, that is not nam. The words given by the Satguru have a powerful charging. That is your protection. Guru is he who brings light into the darkness, and he remains with you forever. Hazur would say that if a 5-year-old child is present, Can you commit any sin before him? When you truly realize his constant presence, you will do no wrong. Also, be truthful before him, not just when people are present in a hypocritical way. Remember, he is sitting within you, so hold the awe of him in your heart, and you will do nothing bad in his presence. A disciple of Baba Jamal Singh once told me that when Babaji gave initiation, he would tell the initiate, "Now I am residing within you, so do nothing to put me to shame." Masters use many different ways to help the children keep their commandments. This is the time for you to understand these things and live up to them. If you do not feel so inclined, then you will continue to lament birth after birth. Only if you are fortunate enough to get the human birth again will you have another chance of doing this spiritual work. Those who have got the Naam, not only do they have the good fortune of the human life, but the inner path has been opened up for them. Work hard for your progress. Have mercy and give me the water of life. Bless me with the dust of the Master's feet. O Lord, I am like a beggar, yearning for a drop of that nectar, wanting only the Master's company. Bless me with a small particle of that priceless gift. Give me his company. How rare are such people? Where can I find him? After the great Mahabharata battle between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, it's a very long story. They held a yug, the Ashav made yug, and there's a footnote which says that a yug is a gathering of many holy men to perform various rituals until the voice of God is heard. The Ashav made yug, and at the completion stage, no sound of God had been heard. They approached Lord Krishna and told him, "Our yug is a failure. What shall we do?" Lord Krishna said, "It is because no realized soul has been in attendance there." They protested and said, "But we have invited all the sadhus and mahatmas. How can that be?" He said, "No, you may have all the sadhus and mahatmas, but no realized soul is there." Finally, he advised them to approach a certain Sukratji and told them where to find him. When they explained their desire to Sukratji, he said, "Yes, I will attend your yug, but not until the fruit of 101 Ashav-made yugs is given to me." They were astounded and cried, "But how can we give you that when even our single yug has been a failure?" But he was adamant, and so they went home. When they told their wife Draupadi, she said, "All right, let me go." She was a queen and a very wise soul, but she forsook her carriage and went on foot all the way to Sukratji with sincere humility. She told him that she had come to give him the fruit of 101 Ashav-made yugs, saying, "Maharaj, in the Shastras it is written that if you go to a realized soul in all humility, then each step you take gains the fruit of one Ashav-made yug. So great is the value of this blessing. So you can take the fruit of 101 Ashav-made yugs from my journey to you and give me whatever is left over." He was so pleased with Draupadi that he agreed to go, and the yug became successful. So you can see how rare and invaluable is the presence of the realized soul. In the days of King Janak, it was only one soul to give him the connection, Ashtavakra. In the days of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, only Sukratji could make the sound audible. To go to such a master and to have his darshan gives much more blessing than the fruit of 101 Ashav-made yugs. If you can find more than one such soul, then the more fortunate are you. He is a man like us, but he is an expert in the science of the soul. God is all wisdom. Wherever he manifests, that pole becomes his mouthpiece. That mouthpiece is called the Satguru. This name is not given merely for wearing a certain type or color of clothing. Satguru is he who has the highest degree in God. There is a story of a king who held a bazaar in which many beautiful and valuable things were displayed. He proclaimed to his people that each subject could select one gift from the bazaar for themselves, and that the bazaar would last from sunrise to sunset. Hundreds of people came and went away with their selected gifts. When it was almost sunset time, a young girl entered and wandered around the bazaar. She seemed a very simple girl, but inwardly she was very wise. Praising everything as she went around, she thought, if the bazaar was so beautiful, then what must the creator of it be like? Meanwhile, people advised her to select some gift before the bazaar closed. She walked to the very end of the bazaar, where the king was seated on a dais. When he saw her approaching, the king rejoiced in his heart that at least one person was interested in him. Gifts are loved, but the giver is forgotten. The poor mind does not realize its error. Outwardly, the king showed anger, saying, "Mad girl, why do you come here? Go and choose something and take it home." Without any hesitation, she placed her hand on the king's head and said, "Now tell me, O king, to whom do you belong?" He said, "Now I am yours." She asked him, "And whose is this bazaar?" The king declared it to be his, but she said, "But now to whom also does it belong?" And he had to admit that everything in the bazaar belonged to her too, since she had chosen him. We see everything in life with a superficial sense of value. If you give yourself up to him, then God becomes yours, and so does all his creation. If you become mine, then the whole world will be mine. True masters are very rare, and the world has started ridiculing the word sadhu and gurudom because so many are acting and posing, and their teachings reach the sense level only. They have themselves never risen above the senses, and they cannot take anyone above. When people learn this, they have no option but to turn to the scriptures, which feed the intellect only. Have mercy on us. Without the Master, we cannot reach the Lord. It has never been possible, nor ever will be. A Muslim fakir tells us that God himself said that he is so great he cannot be absorbed. From the lowest depths to the highest peaks, and all the skies are all the earth, and even under the earth, the whole of creation is not capable of containing him. So great is he, and yet he can dwell in the heart of his true devotee. If anyone desires him, they should seek him there. That true devotee is a living pole, a human being in whom God is apparent. He is also in others, but is hidden. From the lowest I became pure, brother. And how did the realized soul become pure? Since I got the knowledge of the Guru's teaching. God is not far above in the skies, nor sleeping in the holy scriptures. He is already within you. Those holy books are records of how the realized souls found God, reading which a yearning or incentive to meet God is created in the seeker. But Nam is within man. The radiance of God's light and the beauty of his sound, the music of the spheres. Just differentiate between the outer Nam and the inner Nam, and then get the connection. Those who live only for enjoyments cannot walk on this holy path, for one must cut away from all such expressions. Ethical life is a stepping stone to spirituality. If you awaken, no dacoit will be able to enter your house. For if even a single person is awake in a house, the thieves will think twice about breaking in. Thieves like to find a house full of deeply sleeping people. Some even administer chloroform to ensure that the people remain in deep sleep so that they can work at leisure. In the Satguru's company, one gets the perfect gift and awakens, O Nanak, to the color of Parbrahm. The Master's company protects you from losing that precious gift he gives, and through his mercy, you will awaken to the extent of enjoying the intoxication of Parbrahm. That intoxication is already within you. The intoxication of Nam, O Nanak, inebriates day and night. It is perpetually vibrating everywhere. Radiance, intoxication, and bliss. He awakens whose Lord is Kripal. And of course, there's a footnote explaining that Kripal here means the merciful one, which is the meaning of the name and is applied to God in the Indian scriptures. With his gift, one gets the entire wealth. Whomsoever he awakens will awake. The merciful Lord himself awakens the soul. If he showers his mercy, the Satguru is met. And when the Satguru is met, he connects you with God's Nam. Nam is above the senses. It is in your own house, your own body. This gift you can take with you when you leave this world, for it has the Satguru's protection. Our attention is ever going into dispersion, sometimes on financial affairs or on children or property, etc. When one dies, where does one go? One goes wherever one's attention is centered. In this way, we again and again return to the worldly life because that is where our attention is, where our attention has been fastened. Since the day our soul separated from the Lord, it has never returned to him up to now. If one were to try to describe what spirituality is in a single word, one could say Nam or Satguru. Get connected to either, and your whole spiritual future is established. Maulana Rumi says, "Know that to be near the realized soul is to be near God. That is where God is manifested, and that perfect being will make the connection for you. Those who are connected should take the rare opportunity to make the best use of it. Those with good karmas from eons past get connected to the Lord's Nam. The soul that has an accumulation of good karmas, which constitute the mercy received from God for many past ages, gains the special mercy of the Nam, which gives all happiness, all peace. How does one know one is connected to Nam? In that house of the body, the unstruck sound is vibrating. The indication of the presence of the perfect master in the student is the music of the sound or the radiance of the light, whichever is manifesting at the time." This has been Guru Arjan's hymn. Merely listening to the words will not give you emancipation from this world. You must live up to what you have understood. If you have not obeyed in the past, then start from today. Do your meditation. Do not take any food until you have sat for a while. If you are not getting much experience within, then look to your diary, and you will find the reason or cause lying in your everyday life. Do not use harsh words to others. Keep a sweet tongue in your head. That will solve many problems of life. You may remember that with a single bitter word, the great Mahabharata battle was started. The Kauravas were visiting the Pandavas in the palace of Draupadi, the Pandavas' wife. The floor there was so beautifully made that it reflected the light and gave an impression of a shallow pool. When the Kauravas picked up their long clothes to step through what they thought was a pool, Draupadi very mischievously called out, "Blind son of a blind father," mocking the blindness of the Kauravas' father, King Dhritarashtra. The whole of India's civilization was destroyed in that great war. And you find similar things happening today on a smaller scale. So live up to the Master's teachings. Make your life peaceful, and you will have success in every way.
Nanni jaan aashkaan wali, ishq ta maro maar kare, khana raj na khanda aashk, neendar naal na pyar kare, tan sakaunda tile vangu, donne nain pohar kare, chatar das o pura aashk, jo andron di dar kare.
The life of the lover is very small, whereas the force of the love is very much. The lover doesn't eat too much of food, he does not fill up his stomach with the food, and he does not love the sleep. Chatardas says that only he is the true lover who sees God Almighty in his within.
Bahut sare premi darshana vele aake keh dende hai ke ji mere baal bachiyan na mera bada pyar hai ya patni naal bahut pyar hai mere yaad aunde hai main us nu kehna ke dekh pyareya jo pavitr yatra da mauka milya is to pura fayda utha ਉਹ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਯਾਦ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵੇ ਇਹੀ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਗੈਰ ਯਾਦ ਕੀਤਿਆਂ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਆਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਏਗੀ ਔਰ ਸੌਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਐਂ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਸੌਂ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਗੋਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ
Many dear ones who come to see me in the darshan, they tell me that how much they love their children, their family, and how much they miss them. This is because they love their family, they love their children. That is why they are missing them. So if you would miss the master so much, if you would love the master so much, then do you think that you can go to sleep unless you have seen him? Even if you will go to sleep, you will feel as if he is sleeping with you, and you will always be in his remembrance if you really love him.
ਤੋ ਮੇਰਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਮੀਆਂ ਬੀਬੀ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਬਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਦੀ ਤਸ਼ੱਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਲਈ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਇਸ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਤਸ਼ੱਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਕਰ ਦਿਓਗੇ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਤਸ਼ੱਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਕਦੇ ਭੁੱਲ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕੋਗੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਕਈ ਕਈ ਘੰਟੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦਾ ਕੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਉਹ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਇਆ
What I mean to say is that even when the worldly people get in love with each other, they do not feel content unless they have met with each other. And always when they are separated, they remember each other. The form of their beloved is always in front of them. And not even for a moment, they forget each other. But do we have that much love for the Master? Do we that much miss the Master? Do you think that the Master will come to you without loving him so much? This is because we do not love him enough. That is why for many hours we forget the Simran. Many times the dear ones say that many hours they spend without doing the Simran and they do not remember the form of the Master. This is because still we have not developed that much of love for the Master. Do you think that if you have that much of love for the Master, you can go to sleep or you can afford to miss doing the Simran even for a moment?
Guru Nanak Dev Ji kende hai, Sun yaar hamare sajna, ik karu banantiyan, tis mohan lal pyare nuho phiro kujantiyan.
Samjhao.
Guru nu sabodhan kar de, yaar, aap de pyare nu, urdu da lafz hai. ਸੁਣ ਯਾਰ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਸਜਣਾ ਇੱਕ ਕਰੋ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਮੈਂ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਤਿਸ ਮੋਹਨ ਲਾਲ ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮੋਹਨ ਲਾਲ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਖਜੰਤੀਆਂ
ਵੀਰੋ
ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਖਜੰਤੀਆਂ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਲਿਸਨ ਓ ਫਰੈਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਵਨ ਫਦਰ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਵਰਡਸ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਮੋਹਨ ਔਰ ਦ ਲਾਲ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ
ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੈਣ ਮਹਿੰਜੇ ਤਰਸਦੇ ਕਦ ਪੈਸੀ ਦੀਦਾਰ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਵੰਡਰਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵਿਲ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ।
ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਮਨ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤਨ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਣ। ਅੱਠੋ ਪੈਰ ਤਾਂਗ ਦਿਲ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ, ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਹੋਏ ਦੀਦਾਰ ਸਕੇ। ਜਦ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅੱਠੇ ਪੈਰ ਤਾਂਗ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਐਸੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੋ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬੇਇਨਸਾਫ ਹੈ। ਤਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਸੇਵਕ ਨੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾਇਆ, ਪਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਭੁੱਲਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਜਦ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਸ਼ਕ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ, ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਲਵ ਫੋਰ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਔਰ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਿਡ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਆਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਆਵਰ ਲਵ, ਆਵਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਿਡ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ all 24 hours a day, when you are yearning and longing for the master, do you think that he will not come down to give you the darshan? He will definitely give you the darshan if you have so much love for the master, because it is the master himself who has attached you with that love. We are not the ones who have fallen in the love with the master, it is the master himself who has created this love and who has made us fall in that love. So if we devote so much of our love and attention to the master, then he definitely comes and he quenches our thirst and he gives us his darshan.
ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਬਾਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਦੱਸਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਵਸਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ, ਪਿੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਤੇ ਚੜੇ।
ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਦੈਨ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਸੇ। ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ we get the yearning and longing to do the things which the books tell us. The books are written by such perfect masters, those who have risen above their physical body and those who have gone in the astral plane and those who have met with God Almighty within themselves.
Baba Amolak Das bilkul padhe likhe nahi san, to Punjabi andar vi dastakhat nahi kar sakde san, to Baba Bishan Das ji ਜਦਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਖਾਸ ਵਿਕਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵਲੈਤ ਪਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਏ। ਤਾਂ ਵਲੈਤ ਪਾਸ ਜੋ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਫ਼ਤਰ ਜਾਵੇ, ਬੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਬੜੇ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਕੁਰਸੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਸੀ ਬੈਠਣ ਨੂੰ, ਇਤਨੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਔਰ ਅੱਛੀ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨੌਕਰੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਸੀ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੁਛ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਸਮਝ ਆਈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਵੀ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤਾਂ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨਰਕਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਦਿਓ। ਤਾਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਦਾਸ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਭੇਜ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ।
ਬਾਬਾ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਦਾਸ ਵਾਸ ਐਨ ਇਲੀਟਰੇਟ, ਵੇਅਰ ਐਸ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਰਨਡ ਈਵਨ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਵੈਨ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਐਜੂਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ। Baba Bishan Das had gone to England and he had studied over there, and it was a very big thing at that time in India. In those days, if anyone who had studied in England, if he would go to any office or to any place, people would give him a lot of respect and they would respect him a lot. So when Baba Bishan Das met with Baba Amolak Das, he did not ask him many questions because he knew that Baba Amolak Das is not literate, and that is why instead of asking him any questions, he simply folded his hands to Baba Amolak Das and requested him. He said that, Master, take me out of the hells.
To jab dusri wari mauka milya to dunyavi taleem Baba Bishan Das kole Maharaj Savan Singh to jade si, lekin utthe vi ja ke unna ne sir neeva kita, matha hi unna de charna te rakhya ke hun bakhsh lo.
The second time when Baba Bishan Das got an opportunity to go to the master, it was when he went to meet Baba Savan Singh. On the worldly level, he had more worldly education than Baba Savan Singh, but even there he bowed down his head and he requested Baba Savan Singh that now forgive me and shower grace upon me.
So Kabir sahab sanu chote je shabd vich bade pyar naal samjhaunde hai ke sant mat de andar vi assi fayda ਇੱਕ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਹੈ, ਤਦ ਹੀ ਉਠਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਸੋ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਬ੍ਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੇਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਐਜ਼ ਇਨੋਸੈਂਟ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਯੰਗ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਆਫ 40 ਡੇਜ਼ ਓਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਲਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਗੇਨ ਦ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਾਈ ਫੋਲੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅੱਠਵਾਂ, ਸੰਤ ਸੰਗ੍ਰਹਿ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਭਾਗ, ਪੰਨਾ ਨੰਬਰ 42। ਜਾਰੋ ਮੈਂ ਯਾ ਜਗ ਕੀ ਚਤੁਰਾਈ, ਜਾਰੋ ਮੈਂ ਯਾ ਜਗ ਕੀ ਚਤੁਰਾਈ, ਸਾਈ ਕੋ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਕਬਹੂੰ ਸਿਮਰੇ, ਜਿਨ ਯੇ ਜੁਗਤ ਬਤਾਈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਜੋ ਮਨ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜਨਮ ਜਨਮ ਤੋਂ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੀ ਚਿਤਰਾਈਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਆਓ। ਸਤਸੰਗੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਰੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੀ ਚਿਤਰਾਈ ਹੈ ਬਈ? ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਠਣ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਦ ਉੱਠਣ ਦੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਵੱਡੀ ਰਾਤ ਹੈ, ਬਸ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਦਿਨ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਸੌ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਬੈਠ ਗਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਲਿਆ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਇਹ ਸਲਾਹ ਦੇ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ, ਦਿਨੇ ਵਿਹਲੇ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਰ ਲਾਂਗੇ। ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਦਿਨ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਫਿਰ ਦੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਇਹ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਬੁੱਧੂ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਕੰਮ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਵਿਦਿਨ, ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਡਿਸੀਵਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਕਲੈਵਰਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ। ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਬਰਥ ਆਫਟਰ ਬਰਥ ਫਾਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਬਰਥਸ ਨਾਓ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸੀਵਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਇਸ ਕਲੈਵਰਨੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਇਸ ਵਿਜ਼ਡਮ, ਸੋ ਯੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗੀਸ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਐਨਕਾਊਂਟਰ every moment in their life, every day in their life. What kind of cleverness or the wisdom does the mind use to deceive the satsangi? First of all, when the satsangi tries to get up early in the morning, the mind tells him that still there is a lot of time left in the night and later on you can get up and do the meditation. And if a satsangi is able to get up and sit in the meditation, then either the mind will bring the sleep or he will advise him to get up from that sitting and do the meditation later. He might tell him that during the day you do not have anything to do, you are very free and you can meditate later. And when the daytime comes and when a satsangi tries to meditate, then again the mind advises him to postpone the meditation until later. So this goes on and on, and all the lifelong the mind of the satsangi makes him, he always fools him around like this. And the purpose for which the satsangi has come in this world, the mind never allows him to do that work.
Shuru de vich jad pachhmi premi aun lage mainu kafi gal baat karan vich kathinai hundi si, kyunki meri zindagi jo guzri si oh vyasi guzri si. To darshana de time ik premi aaya, main ohnu puchhya sunaa bhai ki haal hai bhajan da, oh kehnda ji main ta khana aa ke swaad lagya jyada kha liya hai, ਬਸ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਥੋੜੇ ਥੋੜੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਵੈਸਟ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੀ, ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਲਿਟਲ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀ ਇਨ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ। ਵਨਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਵਨ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਿਮ ਹਾਊ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ। ਸੋ ਹੀ ਰਿਪਲਾਈਡ ਦੈਟ ਟੁਡੇ ਦ ਫੂਡ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਲੀਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਈਟਨ ਟੂ ਮਚ, ਸੋ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਹਾਰਡਲੀ ਸੀ ਯੂ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਦੈਰ।
ਤੋ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਚਿਤਰਾਈ ਹੈ। ਉਦੋਂ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਸਲਾਹ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕਿ ਹੋਰ ਖਾ ਲੈ, ਮਗਰੋਂ ਉਹੀ ਮਨ ਦੱਸਣ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਧੋਖਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਆਈ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਨ ਕਲੈਵਰਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ। ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਡਵਾਈਸਡ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਈਟ ਮੋਰ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸੀਵਡ।
ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਉਸ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾਮ ਇਮਾਨਦਾਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਜਪ, जिसने तेनू अंदर जान दा रस्ता दस्या है, जुगती बताई है।
So Kabir Sahib says that sincerely and with all the honesty, you meditate on the naam given to you by that Sadguru who has taught you the way or the method to go within.
Sai ko naam na kab hun simre jin ye jugat batai jodat daam kaam apne ko hum le काबिल साई जोड़त दाम काम अपने को हम के लरे काबिल साई।
होर मन कबीर साहब कहते की चतराई करता है, सानू माया कठी करन ला दिंदा है। कहिंदा तू आराम नाल बैठ के खाई, तेरे लड़के खाणगे। लेकिन जदों कीमती असूल असी कुर्बान करके इस नूं कठी करदे हैं तो मालक दी आवाज़ पै जांदी है, खाण किहनूं देणे है, उहदा वारस कोई होर बन जांदा है।
What other tricks or what other cleverness the mind plays with us, Kabir Sahib says that the mind advises us to collect the wealth so that we could live happily, and also after we leave, our children may use that collected wealth. But what happens after sacrificing very valuable principles and after collecting so much of wealth, when it is the time for us to enjoy what we have earned, then the call of God comes and we have to leave this world. So what to talk about enjoying what we have collected? Not even our children are able to enjoy it or use it, because somebody else becomes the heir to the property or to the things which we have collected.
ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਧੋਖਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਮਾਇਆ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠੀ ਕਰਨ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੋੜੀ ਜੁੜਦੀ ਨਾ ਹੀ, ਨਾ ਜੋੜੇ ਤਾਂ ਜੁੜਦੀ, ਲੱਖਾਂ ਸਾਲ ਜੋੜੇਂਦਿਆਂ ਲੱਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਪਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੁੜਦੀ, ਮਾਇਆ ਵਾਲੇ ਐਦਾਂ ਸੜਨ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸੜੇ ਪੱਤ ਗੁੜਦੀ, ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਕੋਈ ਮੇਟ ਨਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਤੇ ਕਲਮ ਲਿਖੀ ਹੋਈ ਤੁਰਦੀ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਅ ਡਿਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਕਲੈਕਟ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ। ਬੁੱਲੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ the maya cannot be collected if you go on collecting it, but it will be collected only if you will leave it alone, and only then it will get collected. Those people who are involved in collecting the maya, they burn as if the jaggery is being boiled in the cauldron. And aakhri kya tukti maya wale aise sarde jaise sade gud patti
Lekha Na Valiya to Hoke. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the Master. In my hands write the service of the Guru. Write the sacrifice of my body and mind for the Guru. On my tongue write the name of the Guru. For my ears write the voice of the sound current. On my forehead write the light of the Guru. For my eyes write the darshan of my Guru. Don't write one thing, separation from the Guru. It doesn't matter if separation from the whole world is written. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the Master. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 29.
Lekha Na Valiya to Hoke, Diyala Lekha Day, Mirde hirde viche guda piara lika de likinavalia tu hoke diala lika de mirde hirde viche guda piara lika de hatha viche lika de Seva Guruji De Hatha Vichalika De Seva Guruji De Miratana Mana Guru Ute Varlika De Mire Hirde Viche Gurada Piyarlika De Leaking of all to hoke, leak a day. Merely leak a day, Jivate leak a day, Nama Gujida. Jiva te lika de nama rujita mirakanda vicha dunadi avars lika de mirde hirde vicha gurada piyara lika de lika nava Mate te lika de Chota Guru Jidi Mate te lika de Chota Guru Jidi Mira anke vicha guru da Didar lika de Mirde hirde vicha guru da Piyarlika de Likanavalya tu hoke Diyarlika de Mirde hirde viche gurada Piyarlika de Ikanalika mere Satguru da vichorda ikana liki mere Satguru da vichorda Bhave chuta je sansara lika de Mere hirde viche gurada piyara lika de Likanavalya tu hoke Diyalika de Mere hirde viche gurada Piyaralika de
O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the Master. Love for the Master. May God bless us all.